Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
America finally got the special counsel that we've been wanting years ago appointed to investigate Hunter Biden. Do not be fooled by this. The appointment of David Weiss is one of the most corrupt appointments I've ever seen. Weiss is the prosecutor. And this is a fact, who previously brokered the sweetheart plea deal for Hunter Biden that would have granted him broad immunity for any crimes he had committed in the past. That's who the special prosecutor is, who's been appointed. Does that sound like somebody that's going to do their job? No. Thankfully, that judge stopped that horrific abuse of justice deal from getting done. But now David Weiss has been put in charge of the entire investigation with special counsel capabilities. So let me lay this out for you this way. Weiss is the one who put together the corrupt plea deal. Tell everybody you know that, because that's what they need to understand. Weiss previously said he had all the power he needed without requesting special counsel status. So then the second question you need to be asking is, well, then why now are you getting this power? If you said before that you had all the power you needed, why now? Because this is part of the cover-up. Number three, Weiss already let the statute of limitations pass on the tax charges, the most egregious tax charges that were out there. That's another part of this that you need to understand. He just spent 5 years waiting for his investigation to wrap up. That's what the media would want you to believe. That's not the case. David Weiss waited 5 years before he looked to do the charges against Hunter Biden, so the statute of limitations would drag out, the investigation would drag out, and then it would be past the next election cycle, and it would be past the statute of limitation for the most egregious crimes. Now this came, this special, you know, prosecutor, special counsel was named as House Representative James Comer announced that he had subpoenaed the Biden family financial records. Speaker McCarthy announced an upcoming impeachment inquiry. House Republicans are expecting to haul in Weiss to testify this fall. Well, guess what happens now? David Weiss will not have to come and testify before Congress, because when you're in charge as a special prosecutor, you're going to have an alibi to say, I can't come talk to you. I'm heading the investigation. That is your alibi. So not only is this special prosecutor status for David Weiss not going to do anything, it actually protects him from having to testify to Congress. Think about that. Now, the media is playing this up, and the media is saying, well, this is a really big deal, right? They're all over the place. They're saying, this is a big deal. This is just, you don't understand. This is a very, 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 very big deal, right? This is something you need to understand. It is significant. We are shocked by just how significant this really is. Is it really? No, it's not. Catherine Heritage over at CBS News said this was a shocking move, right? A big move from the, you know, and acting like this is going to be bad news for the Bidens. This isn't bad news for the Bidens. This is good news for the Bidens. It's protecting the Bidens, at least until after the election.
Former federal prosecutor I spoke to just before this event said to me the appointment of a special counsel would have the effect of delaying a resolution on the Hunter Biden matter.
Did you hear what she just said? The having the U.S. Attorney Garland appoint David Weiss as special counsel on the Hunter Biden investigation would absolutely delay the outcome.
Of delaying a resolution on the Hunter Biden matter.
So wait. When's there an election? There's an election next year. There's a primary this year. Could it be that the special counsel was appointed to make sure that they could slow this, shut it down, make everybody just kind of be quiet, have no one talk, have everyone just be silent on this? Could it be that? Could it be that there's a very good chance that actually the reason why all of this happened is to protect the Biden crime family by an individual that's already protected the Biden crime family? I think the answer is absolutely yes. That's exactly what this is all about. This isn't about justice. CBS just said it there. Well, get ready, folks. This is going to delay the resolution, Hunter Biden. Well, that's a good thing if you're running for president and you're Joe Biden right now.
In his opinion, and it would certainly delay any anticipated testimony from the U.S. attorney in Delaware to Republicans on Capitol Hill who have.
There's part two. As I just said, David Weiss, she's telling you now, don't get your hopes up. Don't get your hopes up. You're not going to get to talk to David Weiss. You're not going to get to interview David Weiss. You are not going to get to hear from David Weiss. David Weiss, the special prosecutor now, you're going to get nothing out of David Weiss now. Right? Because David Weiss is now special. You can't interview him because he's got this big job, this big appointment. So there's no way that you can talk to him. So not only are we delaying an outcome of Hunter Biden, we are delaying everything to protect the Biden crime family. Keep listening.
I've been seeking that testimony for several months. So it's an extraordinary development considering where the two parties were 2 weeks ago to wrap up this years-long case, now to the appointment of a special counsel that will have these broad authorities, most importantly, to continue this ongoing investigation, Margaret.
So there it is, right? Oh, well, that's where we are now. It's going to be a serious thing like that, right? It's going to be, you need to understand, this is going to take time. I'm not mad, by the way, at Catherine Heritage. I want to make that clear. What I'm mad about is the fact that we're even having this conversation after knowing now what we know, after seeing and witnessing what we're seeing and witnessing right now. That's what makes me mad. That's what infuriates me. Remember, it was June 7th that the Weiss said he had, quote, ultimate authority, which he then repeated to Congress. Okay, well, then I'd like to know what changed in his mind to make that this appointment necessary. If he had the ultimate authority to do everything that he said he needed to do, then the question is, why now? Is it because you need an investigation, or is it because you're protecting the President of the United States of America and this is stonewalling? I think you can answer that question. I think you know what that answer is, and I think you understand exactly like I'm saying it right now, that this is 100%. This is 100% about protect the President at all costs. Nothing less than that. That's what it is. We all know this. And by the way, it's important to know that Weiss is not even qualified to be a special counsel. You may ask, okay, Ben, well, that's your opinion. What do you mean by that? Great question. I'm going to read you from the law so you understand what the law actually says, okay? The law says to become a special counsel, you have to be, and I quote, a lawyer with a reputation for integrity and impartial decision making. And conduct investigations expeditiously and thoroughly. Okay, well, he doesn't qualify for any of that, does he? He doesn't qualify for any of it, y'all. Not a single part of this does he qualify for. David Weiss is not impartial. David Weiss wrote the sweetheart deal. David Weiss let the statute of limitations run out on the most serious crimes. David Weiss is basically a lawyer protecting and defending the Biden crime family. He's not going to do anything here. He's going to protect at all costs. He's going to do whatever it takes to make sure the Biden family stays intact. By the way, so he gets his awesome job and keeps getting really famous with everything else we just talked about. Look, you did the tough thing during COVID. You paid your people and pulled your business through the pandemic. And now doing the tough thing could qualify you for a $26,000 per employee at covidtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. Look, this program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the CPAs and tax experts at Consumer Tax Advocates. The best part is you pay nothing up front. They do all the work, and then they share a percentage of cash that you get. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had increases in sales. You did the tough thing for your employees during COVID. Let COVIDtaxrelief.org help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDtaxrelief.org. That's COVIDtaxrelief.org. COVIDtaxrelief.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let me also remind you, by the way, if you want to know just how corrupted David Weiss is and the DOJ, let me remind you what the IRS whistleblower, Gary Shapley, he was a supervisory agent and whistleblower about the Biden family investigation, had to say about the investigation and David Weiss. Listen carefully.
The Justice Department allowed the president's political appointees to weigh in on whether to charge the president's son. After United States Attorney for D.C., Matthew Graves, appointed by President Biden, refused to bring charges in March 2022, I watched United States Attorney Weiss tell a room full of senior FBI and IRS senior leaders on October 7, 2022, that he was not the deciding person on whether charges were filed. That was my red line. I had already seen a pattern of preferential treatment and obstruction. Now, United States Weiss was admitting that what the American people believed based on Attorney General's sworn statement was false. I can no longer stay silent.
I can no longer stay silent. He just said there David Weiss lied. He just said that those around him lied. He said that they were all lying about all of the things that were happening. And he could no longer stay silent because of this. And now you've got the guy who was accused by the whistleblowers of committing these crimes of now doing a investigation as a special prosecutor. This is a joke. Jonathan Turley on David Weiss being named special counsel probe into Hunter Biden. Listen,
I was not surprised, but I was not nearly as delighted as I would have been 2 years ago when many of us were calling for this appointment. They waited for the appointment of a special counsel after the statute of limitations has run on critical crimes like the tax violations in 2014-2015. They waited until Weiss himself was accused of slowing or suppressing efforts. At least the whistleblower suggested that he was not able to pursue cases and didn't aggressively push back on that. Mm. So there's going to be a lot of questions here. This is occurring as Congress is moving aggressively to pursue some of these issues. This new status can certainly slow that process down. Weiss was at the top of the list of Congress to be brought in to explain, why did you allow the statute of limitations to run? Why were Biden people tipped off about raids? Why was there an interference with investigators in trying to interview Hunter Biden? All of those questions are now likely to be delayed before they are answered.
And he said it there. Delayed. Right? Delayed. This will all be delayed. Delayed. Why are they going to be delayed? I think we all know why. We all understand. They are afraid this will play out into the election. That's why. That's why they're afraid of the delay here. Turley saying, you know, there's also talking about there's no evidence that the president's involved. Here's what he had to say on Laura Ingraham's show.
We've heard this drumbeat recently that the media is now acknowledging that, sure, Hunter Biden was selling influence and access, but it was an illusion. There's no proof that Joe Biden got an envelope full of money or a direct deposit to his account. Therefore, there's nothing here. Democrats have constantly said, stop asking questions because you don't have that type of direct evidence of benefits. Well, that's just ridiculous. All of these payments benefit Joe Biden. It's going to the Biden family fund. You know, Joe Biden is 80 years old. He's worth at least $8 million. He's not going to spend that. People at his age, his wealth, are largely preoccupied during these days with leaving a legacy for their children, for their grandchildren. This was a great benefit in that sense.
Great benefit. I would agree with that. I think it's pretty clear it's a great benefit. It's a phenomenal benefit. And now you've got the guy who gave you the sweetheart deal, who you're trying to convince people that somehow he's going to do a great job of investigating you. Again, by law, to become a special counsel, you have to be, and I quote, a lawyer with a reputation for integrity and impartial decision making. You're supposed to be expeditiously and thoroughly doing your job. And what do we know? We know that didn't happen. Right? We know that didn't happen. We know that that's I. We know that he has cooked the books. We know there's a problem with him. Everybody knows there's a problem with him. So why now would there be, why now would you be in a situation, in a scenario where you would give him a job unless you're trying to stonewall? David Weiss, by the way, is now protected. That's something else that people need to understand. Okay, David Weiss now has been protected in a way that is truly incredible. He's not going to have to go before Congress. He's not going to have to answer questions now. Congress was going to bring him up and ask him questions. Not anymore. Don't have to do it because he's a special counsel now. He doesn't have to go before Congress anymore. He just won the lottery, and that by default protects the Joe Biden presidency. This isn't an investigation. This is a cover-up. And this is how far they're having to go to cover up the crimes that were committed. By the way, we've talked about this before, but Senate Democrats, right? They're the ones that gave you David Weiss, okay? David Weiss wouldn't be a special prosecutor. He wouldn't be as the attorney for the state if it wasn't for the fact that he was appointed. He was chosen by the two hardcore Democrats from his state. That's something else you can say. They go, oh, well, he was a Trump appointee. Donald Trump got a name from two Democrats in a liberal state, and they said that we want in Delaware David Weiss, and he said, okay. Donald Trump didn't pick this guy. Democrats did. And this idea that Democrats picked him is also just straight up absurd. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And they keep saying this over and over and over and over and over again. And the big claim from the left is that there's, you know, there's no check with, you know, corruption written in the memo line to provide proof of Joe Biden's involvement, right? And to prove the presence of corruption. So therefore, there's nothing there, right? Well, I'm sorry. There is something there. That's part of the reason why they're at the point where they have to even appoint David Weiss, because they realize that the sweetheart deal that he wrote got blown up. And now, what better person to have, quote, investigating the president or the president's family or the president's son? What better person to investigate than the guy that was willing to give him the sweetheart deal in the first place? That's the best, that's the smartest move ever. Hey, we found corruption, and the guy that was part of the corruption is now going to investigate the corruption. Sounds like a third world country, doesn't it? Sounds like a really, really, really interesting third world country scenario here. Where you go, yeah, not too shabby, right? Like a pretty good deal. Kind of dig it. This is pretty awesome. We're getting everything we want here. We're getting political protection. We're getting legal protection. We're getting the DOJ protection. This is a great scenario for us. And yet the media is like, oh, wow, this is a big deal. This is something you really got to look at. You really got to think about this. This could be very damning, right? This could be very damning for the president of the United States of America. He could be in some serious trouble here. He's not in any serious trouble here because he's got the people that are supposed to be investigating. They're actually protecting him. I promise you, when this special counsel was appointed by the Attorney General Merrick Garland, the president slept even more than the 15 or 20 hours he sleeps a day. Remember, he only has a four-hour schedule. But I bet you maybe even he was pretty excited over this. Right? This is pretty good. This is also another part of the problem. We won't get answers now before the election. I think that's part of what we're going to see. And remember, all this will be covered up this week, because I have no doubt this week that in Georgia, they're going to indict Donald Trump again. They're going to indict him there, and they're going to say, here's the new story you got to look at. Judge Jeanine over at Fox said this about this Hunter Biden prosecutor, David Weiss, being named special counsel. Listen.
David Weiss asked to be appointed special counsel because he reached a stage at which he should continue his work as special counsel. Wait a minute. He reached a stage where he ended the investigation and gave the guy immunity for the rest of his life. Now, all of a sudden, he wants to investigate more. This is their effort to cover everything up. David Weiss is compromised. Merrick Garland is compromised. David Weiss said to his staff in October of 2022, I can't go any further. I don't have the ability to ask questions. That was written down, seven people in the room, IRS, FBI. Then in June, he tells Jim Jordan, hey, you know, I had all the power I needed. And now all of a sudden they say, we're going to make him special counsel. Number one, he shouldn't be special counsel because he's still working for the Department of Justice. He has no independence from Merrick Garland. Number two, the statute of limitations has already passed on the most serious crimes where he could get some serious jail time. Number three, now David Weiss can come in and say, I've investigated Joe Biden as special counsel, and there's nothing there. And in the end, I think that what you've got is the Bidens are covering up, and the Republicans are now in a position where they can't even call David Weiss and ask him to testify, just like they did when they said the investigation was continued.
So was that the...
So to be clear, she's saying exactly what I said. You can't even now bring David Weiss to answer questions because of what they just did.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. I want you to hear what Senator Ted Cruz had to say about this David Weiss appointment. What he had to say was very important, and it was important because he's exposing David Weiss. Listen.
He's also the author of a new book, Unwoke: How to Defeat Cultural Marxism in America. It is available this November, and a pre-order is possible now. Senator, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Maria. Good to be with you.
Your reaction to David Weiss being named as special counsel here?
Well, this appointment is camouflage and it's cover up. I think it's disgraceful. Listen, David Weiss was the U.S. attorney handpicked to lead this investigation, who spent the last 5 years covering it up. David Weiss, who was personally selected by the two Democrat senators from Delaware, Tom Carper and Chris Coons. For 5 years, the investigation has gone nowhere other than to protect Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Not only that, David Weiss is the one that is subject to two whistleblower complaints from senior career IRS officials who came forward. They said they'd never seen an investigation like this in their entire time in law enforcement. They said that the Department of Justice, lawyers working for David Weiss, protected the Biden family, that they gave heads up to Hunter Biden before search warrants were executed, presumably so that he could hide incriminating evidence, that they refused to allow them to ask any questions at all about the big guy, about Joe Biden, that they were focused on, you cannot inquire into President Joe Biden's personal corruption. And the result of all of that is that David Weiss either was an active participant in covering up this criminality and protecting Joe Biden, in engaging in obstruction of justice. That's option one. Or option two, he wasn't the driver. He was just complicit. He was so weak that he couldn't stop the partisans in Maine Justice from turning it into a political effort to protect Joe Biden. Either case, he is a wildly inappropriate person to be a special counsel. We should have a special counsel, but number one, we should have a special counsel to investigate Merrick Garland for whether he lied under oath to Congress in response to questioning from me, number one, and whether he committed obstruction of justice. Those are both the allegations that came from the whistleblowers. And number two, we need a whistleblower not to go back and bury what Hunter Biden did, which is what David Weiss has been doing for 5 years. We need a special counsel to investigate Joe Biden and the $20 million that his family received while he was vice president. The allegation now is for official favors that he was selling. That is bribery. It's not a little gun charge on Hunter. It is bribery of the president of the United States is what these allegations are. And this special counsel, he ain't going to do anything to get to the bottom of that.
So the question now becomes, do we go after the president with impeachment? That is the question Republicans have to decide. Senator Ted Cruz, also talking about impeachment, said this.
Do you think this special counsel and this power play out of the DOJ warrants that impeachment inquiry sooner rather than later? Do you support an impeachment inquiry?
Absolutely, yes. I have publicly called for three impeachment inquiries to proceed in the House. Number one, I believe the House should impeach Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, for opening up our borders and creating the greatest humanitarian history disaster in our history. Number two, I believe the House should impeach Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, for being brazenly lawless, for committing perjury and obstruction of justice. And number three, I believe the House should open an inquiry into impeaching Joe Biden. Now, to impeach Joe Biden, what needs to be demonstrated is bribery. Under the text of the Constitution, a president can be impeached for treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Bribery is explicitly enumerated. Now, what does it take to have bribery? Bribery is, the essence of bribery is a quid pro quo. Now, you'll remember during the first Trump impeachment, we heard that over and over and over again, quid pro quo. That is a Latin phrase that means this for that. It means compensation, usually money, in exchange for an official favor of a government office holder. Now, with respect to this quid pro quo, we know the quo happened. Joe Biden, right, on television in an interview bragged that he held hostage over $1 billion in U.S. loan guarantees to Ukraine and forced them to fire the prosecutor that was investigating the oligarch that was paying his son $1 million a year and allegedly had paid him and his son $10 million altogether. And Joe Biden says, son of a bitch, the prosecutor got fired. He's admitted the quo. The only question for bribery is the quid. Did that oligarch pay Joe and Hunter $10 million, $5 million to Joe, $5 million to Hunter? If yes, that's bribery, and Biden should be impeached. He should be removed from office. He should be prosecuted, and he should go to jail.
And he should go to jail. That's the point that all the Republicans need to hurry up and get to, is exactly that. The jail part is the part that should be brought up. The jail part is the part that is extremely important that should be mentioned. The jail part is the part that everyone should be talking about. It's the jail part. You should have a president that is held accountable for the corruption and being completely compromised with 20, 30, 40 million dollars of bribes that we know about. That we know about. This is what, that we know about. And yet you have this conversation now that's taking place in this country where people are like, well, we got a special prosecutor. It's fine. Oh, it's no big deal, right? It's no big deal. We've got a special prosecutor. He's going to get to the bottom of this. No, he's not. But if you don't know what's actually going on, if you don't understand it, if you don't have a perspective on this, right, the way that you and you don't understand everything that's gone on, all the facts here, you're going to go along with this. You're going to be like, oh, yeah, makes sense. Okay, sure, sounds good. You're going to be like, yeah, no problems here. And you're going to go, oh, well, this is above my pay grade. They got a special prosecutor. I hear that's a big deal. You're not going to realize everything that we just talked about here. You're going to have absolutely no idea what just happened here. No idea whatsoever. And this is why we need to go for impeachment. Plain and simple. Impeachment has to happen now. That's the only way we're going to be able to keep moving forward. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Please make sure you write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast so that it will help us reach more people. And we will see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.